This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Marches and protests are underway in downtown Denver to mark the 57th anniversary of the March on Washington and Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Participants listened to messages against police brutality and racism. Bianca McCann is a Denver poet.
This is the time we are supposed to be alive, and these are the issues that we are supposed to show up with our entire bodies for.
The event continues tonight with speakers, artists, politicians, and community organizers in Denver. Ballot questions have been finalized for November. CPR's Andrew Kenney reports Coloradans will have plenty of decisions to make.
11 statewide ballot initiatives could result in some pretty big changes. If voters approve, one measure would require the state government to reintroduce wolves west of the Continental Divide. Another would slightly cut income tax rates. Voters will also decide on a paid family leave law that would grant time off and partial pay for workers with family medical situations. Most of the campaigns got their initiatives on the ballot after backers gathered tens of thousands of signatures, while state lawmakers referred a few of the other proposals. Voters across Colorado will also consider local issues. I'm Andrew Kenney, CPR News.
NPR, coming up, I should say first, NPR reaches out to some of the Republicans it spoke with before and during the primary season to discuss the just-concluded Republican National Convention. That's coming up next. Also coming up, one Aurora dance team offers black youth a place to get pumped up and find support. They learn different styles like hip-hop, step, and majorette. The young women also learn leadership.
I struggle with depression, so you guys can come to me at any time because I will understand what you are going through.
CPR's Taylor Allen takes us to a rehearsal for the Platinum Divas in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Do you have a smart speaker? Then you can stream CPR News whenever you want, just using your voice. Tell your smart speaker, play CPR News. 75 in Colorado Springs, it's 59 in Vail, 91 in Grand Junction, 84 in Pueblo, 67 for Denver. This is CPR News.